Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. And I'm back again to tell you my choices for the best movies of 2021. Looking at highbrow and lowbrow, Oscar-worthy and mainstream, including genre movies, conventional and experimental, big stars and unknowns, high-budget, low-budget, and no-budget movies. This year's especially weird and hard to navigate because the award season was pushed forward by quite a few months and lots of movies were dug up and released from years earlier. And at least in Toronto, movie theaters were barely open for most of the time. So it's hard to know whether a movie is from this year, last year, 2 years ago, or somewhere in the future. Nevertheless, I see and review hundreds of movies each year, so how do I narrow it down? Well, no sequels. These movies have to stand alone. No documentaries, even though there were some amazing ones this past year. And no franchise or superhero movies, things like that. These are all movies that were released over the past year, either at film festivals or commercially. And they've already played, or they're playing now, or they will open theatrically, hopefully, over the next year. So here are, with no further ado, what I think are the best movies of the year in alphabetical order. Benediction, an acerbic look at the life and loves of British poet Siegfried Sassoon, directed by Terence Davies. Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes, directed by Junta Yamaguchi, a brilliant low-budget sci-fi comedy about small-scale time travel in a movie done without any special effects. Cryptozoo, directed by Dash Shaw, a whack art house animation about a zoo for mythical creatures. Drive My Car, directed by Hamaguchi Ryusuke, a long and pensive movie about a play director whose actors can't understand one another. Licorice Pizza, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, a brilliant coming-of-age story set in the early 70s in the San Fernando Valley. Loon, directed by Aviva Armor Ostroff and Arturo Perez Torres, about a bipolar anti-apartheid activist in Toronto and a relationship with her daughter. Mothering Sunday, directed by Eva Husson, set in the 1930s about a clandestine love affair between an orphaned servant, who later becomes a writer, and her young upper-class neighbor. Pig, directed by Michael Sarnowski, a movie about a reclusive truffle hunter, played by Nicolas Cage, who enters the restaurant world in search of his kidnapped pig. The Power of the Dog, a new style of Western about the secrets of a Montana rancher in the 1920s. Petite Maman, directed by Céline Sciamma, about a little girl who encounters her mother when she was her age. Spencer, directed by Pablo Larrain, an imagined character study of Princess Diana's mind during her Christmas time breakup with Prince Charles. Titan, directed by Julia Ducournau, a deranged serial killer who has sex with a car and then disguises herself as a long-lost son of a fire station chief. And Undine, directed by Christian Petzold, about an ethereal romance between a woman who works in a museum in Berlin and a man who thinks she's a mermaid. There are lots of other great movies that I think I should give an honorable mention. So quickly, Lamb, I'm Your Man, True Mothers, Moffy, Sun Children, 1 Second, Wildhood, Last Night in Soho, French Dispatch, Don't Look Up, Benedetta, and Tick, Tick, Boom. And now, once again, here are the best movies from 2021 that are all somehow special or amazing or shocking or surprising or moving or something that sets them apart. Benediction, Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes, Crypto Zoo, Drive My Car, Licorice Pizza, Loon, Mothering Sunday, Pig, The Power of the Dog, Petite Maman, Spencer, Titan, and Undine. Look out for some of these movies. You might be surprised. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.